Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I'm so glad to be with you. I've been hearing from a number of you, and I am very grateful. May God bless you. May this program speak to you. You know, God's Word is not just like the Word in any book that you pick up. God's Word is alive. God's Word has power to change us, to get us into the right path. There's power in God's Word. Treasure it. Read it. And even if you see nothing happen, just read it. God has His time. Listen to Him carefully because He loves you and He wants to speak to your heart. Let's take a look at the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, verses 1 to 8. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior of the country and down to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" And they answered him, "We've never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." He said, "How were you baptized?" They replied, "With the baptism of John." Paul then said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were 12 men. He entered the synagogue and for 3 months debated boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God. Think of that. God, in a sense, becomes man to reach his people, to bring them to truth, and to bring them to believe in his word and his name. What a father. What a good father. We're going to have time in heaven to see him. We're going to be with him. And that will never pass from us once we make it to heaven. So his word is living. So what we want to do is absorb his word even more. That helps our soul, in a sense, to live more powerfully, more strongly, more faithfully. In reading this, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They answered him, "We've never even heard there is a Holy Spirit." And he said, "How were you baptized?" And they replied, "With the baptism of John." And Paul then said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." I'm repeating this for you because I want you to hear how they came to know the Lord. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. You've been baptized, I pray, all of you. And that the power of God, the power of God's word, living in our lives, even in our bloodstream, we want to have the Word of God alive in us so that He can lead us into the truth. And so for these disciples, it tells us that He baptized them and they spoke in tongues and they prophesied, and altogether they were about 12 men. He entered the synagogue. I want to repeat this because this is so important. For 3 months, he debated boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, how often do we read the word of God? I want to stop there because I want to say to you, read the word of God every day. even if it's taking the daily readings, if you have a little magazine or some way of getting the readings ahead of time, read the word daily. Read it. Not just hear it on the radio, but read it slowly. And as you become faithful to that, God will really speak through those words for your life. Psalm 68 tells us, "Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth." God arises, his enemies are scattered, those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so they are driven, as wax melts before the fire. But the just rejoice and exult before God. They are glad and rejoice. Sing to God, chant praise to his name, whose name is the Lord. The father of orphans and the defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. So look at that. There's even a verse there for some of you. If you've been an orphan, if you are widowed, God is with you right now. God gives a home to the forsaken, and he leads forth prisoners to prosperity. Think of that. That Psalm 68 is such a psalm of hope. Let's draw near to him. Let's speak to him more. Talk to him in your own heart. I don't mean walking around out loud talking to him unless you're by yourself, but because people may think you're a little out of it there. But God does hear you. And in the quiet of your own heart, speak to him. Ask him for help. Thank him for who he is for you. Ask him to bless the work of your hands. Pray. Mean it. It's not just, oh yeah, I ask God, you know, in about 2 seconds. No. Take a moment and really ask God to take care of you today and to lead you in the way he wants you to go. And you say, well, I know what I have to do. That's all right. But internally, he can lead you in the way he wants you to go. Ask him. He'll show you. That doesn't mean step by step, but you'll get a thought in your mind that you think, oh, I hadn't thought about that before. I should pay attention to that. Follow him. In the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 29 to 33, it's small, but listen carefully. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech," so they're glad. "Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." And Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me." Think of that. God wants us to have peace in him. We might be in difficult, challenging situations, but God will bring an inner peace that would help you to know how to go forward in the situation. "I have told you this so that you might have peace, true peace, quietness of heart, even in the midst of a difficult situation. In the world, you will have trouble, but take courage. Take courage. I have overcome the world." Do we draw on Jesus? He may adjust our priorities. He might tell us what's most important. I've had that when my days are really crammed full. I have sometimes gone to the Lord and said, "Lord, what's first in your calendar?" And once I got some sense that I should pay attention to this. And I always check it out with somebody else because I could be a fool. But God is love. God is love. And if there's a need for you to really hear, he will either let you know one way or another. He'll let you through the scriptures. He'll give you the answers to another friend. Whatever the case may be, he will speak to you through them. Because take courage, says the Lord for us. I have overcome the world. Really, I have overcome the world. Think of that. My goodness, what we're dealing with today, just in our country. You see the disorder, you see the fear, you see the pain, you see the devil walking into the middle of it. But Jesus says, do not be afraid. Do not worry. I have overcome the world. Listen to him. Put his word. Going to Mass, receiving him in Holy Communion, and then reading from his word daily is one of the best things you could do. However you need to arrange your day, get him in there somewhere, and not at the end if I have time. You can take 5 minutes at lunchtime. You could take 5 minutes in the morning when you wake up. You could take 15 or 20 minutes in the evening. Give him time. Whatever your situation is, adjust those figures. But give him time every day, and he will lead you in the way that you should go. Please don't be afraid. Please. I want to read to you from St. Therese something that she wrote. She was taking it from the passage, "Take courage, I have overcome the world." What a good it will be to contemplate Jesus face to face all through the whole of eternity. I think about that. I think about looking at Jesus face to face, and I can't quite imagine it. I can't. Then I get a little afraid. Then I get very happy. Then I say, oh, I've got a lot of work to do. I better go and do it. But give God time every day. Just in your heart. I'm not talking about visions. Although maybe somebody might have one. What I'm talking about is just stopping where you are. And even if it is this, just to say, Jesus, I love you. And then go about whatever it is that you need to do. Jesus, I love you. But please take time every day. Read the scriptures of the day any way you want to read the Word of God. That's fine. But do it every day. Start from the beginning and go through to the end of the New Testament. Do it that way first. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then we'll talk about what you do after that. But if you read his word, because as I've said to you, his word is living. It's active in us. It's leading us in the way that we're called to go. And you just might say, oh, gee, I just had this thought. It's pretty good. It doesn't mean that God comes down with a trumpet, but it's a small, still voice in your heart. Open your heart to him. Be still and know that he is God. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.